Sokala Duma Radio.
Pirates is winning this Soweto derby again.
I'm so sorry, little game, little cool. Sky won. Chiefs is a win. Is a lens, it is. The one of us who happy share and the power. The one of us by a Zenzel. Pretty skillful, low park.
The big issue on Sokala Duma Radio.
Well, it's always the case with the derby time that someone will say their team will win and the other person will say their team will win. Sometimes it's justified, sometimes it is not. Well, hello and welcome to The Big Issue. My name is Gululeko Nkewu. I am your host in this Big Issue. This weekend on Saturday, Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates will take on one another in the biggest derby in the African continent, the Soweto Derby. So on this show, we'll try and answer questions like, who will be the number one goalkeeper for Kaizer Chiefs? Will it be Akpei? Or will it be the ever erroneous Virgil Freese? So we'll try and answer those questions. Who comes up tops in terms of top form? Who needs it the most? We'll try and answer those questions. And we'll hear some predictions from you, the fans, as well. So in this show, you will hear from Andre Cibula. He's a former super sub for Orlando Pirates. And we'll also hear from a special person who's played for both Chiefs and Orlando Pirates. That is in the form of Siyabonga Nomvete. We'll also hear from super fans from both sides, Umama Mfefe Sonti and Umama Joy, to hear what the feeling is and what the mood is on the ground as well. We'll also play your voice notes, so brace yourself and enjoy this episode.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Every Wednesday, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokala Duma newspaper for only 3 rand 90 cents. Well, on the CS special, in this week's episode of the Sokala Duma newspaper, we're talking the PSL economic model. Is it in danger? We know now that ICASA is threatening to try and share the broadcasting rights between the SABC and SuperSport, and as a result, teams might lose up to 80% of their revenue. So we'll try and explore that in the CS special in this week's episode of the Sokala Duma. Get yourself that copy. It's riveting information. Former Orlando Pirates striker Andre Cibula here with who is the strongest team and who stands the better chance to win in this upcoming derby. And also, we'll hear from Siyabonga Nomvete, who played for both Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates in his illustrious career, to find out who he thinks is going to win.
I think they're on the same slate because both teams, they've been performing well lately, but now, a couple of days ago, weeks ago, they've now been doing well. Pirates lost at Blackpool and the Chiefs lost again. So you could see that they're on the same page, these teams. That performance is average, but I see Chiefs coming with a little bit upper hand. The only disappointed thing is their goalkeeper. But now because of the new goalkeeper, then maybe things will turn around for them over the weekend. I think with Virgil Freese is gonna be under pressure. I think that they can start the game because Freese is already under pressure. And going to the derby where almost 70,000 to 80,000 people will be at the stadium, so it's gonna be difficult for him to cope with that situation. So I think Chiefs have to go with Akpei. No matter it's a new guy, but the experience wise of going to the World Cup is Nigeria, so I'll give him a good advantage so that he can start. If they can change the goalkeeper, also they've got a problem with the goalkeeper department. And you remember Kuza never tested a game at Chiefs. So it's time for them to bring him back, because if you check Mabokwane, you check Mbonjane, they're conceding goals that they're supposed not to concede. The Sunderland is still the same. So I think playing against his former team, Kuzwayo, he can do better. Paris are in a good position at the log, playing well in Africa. And you could see Chopin changing of the team, it becomes a downfall for Mitchell, because he's changing the team too much. Winning combination, he doesn't have at the moment, because he's Chopin changing the team. So I think if he can stick to one particular winning formula, the team is going to go distant with the team. That Chief Pule can steal the show. And that Pirates, I see Vincent Pule also can steal the show for Pirates. If they're going to start with the game, a draw is going to be a good result for both teams, because they've never been doing well. So all the coaches, both coaches will be under pressure after that game. So the draw is going to be a good result for both coaches and for both teams.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Pirates will win it again.
It's Pirates who's going to win, because it's stronger than Chiefs from mainly in front. Pirates going to win, because it's the best team than Chiefs. Chiefs is weak and they don't have a game plan. So Pirates is going to win.
I think Orlando Pirates are going to win the Soweto Derby. I mean, they have skilled players like both Vincent Pule, Thembinkosi Lorch, Justin Mulenga, Shong, and many more. And we have they have experience. They are playing in Cape. They have more experience than Kaizer Chiefs, so I think they are going to win.
Yeah, Chief, it's hard to predict Derby because Derby, it's a surprise, Achu. What I can say is, yeah, Pirates, it's on form. As for Chiefs, for me, it's hard, Achu. I'm a Kosi fan, but I think Pirates will win the game, but it won't be easy.
I want the Derby to be honest, and it's half, yeah, but today we want to see who knows about half, and the whole one, I think it's about we in Pingaba, get confused, and I'm going to go to Lula, Goba, Womabin, and I'm a team who up to Terran Island and Woody, I get confused, Sola, and the other way came as about half, it's that it says it's half, even in almost of Pumelela Pagasuabo, Pumelela Sweet, yeah, but here goes a woman Lula, and she, Goba. Obabila matemba funa amapoint amathatha kwela. No, ngiyacabanga ukuthi iyawadinga amafuzo phakathi nakho wonke umuntu olaba phezulu. Uyaluza yabona ngeke uze uthi amaphuzu uyawadinga ngoba and abushawa yithimu engekho le phezulu yabona. That's why ukuthi it's not easy ukuthi manje ngathi kukhona ozoma nahambe namapoint. But for mina ngibona ingaphela ngo-1-1, ngaphela ngo-1-1. Ngapha uBilliard ukhamba ngapha ngapha kuleli side engala uLodge. No, ngibona mina isafana ngoba iDavi Davi ngoba the way abantu besaphotha ngayo and akekho ongaenjoy ukuyidathi yabona. Ngoyisa isafana ngoba ayikakazishintshe kule supporter ayikhona already wakuvele kuyiyona.
Radio.
Interesting thoughts from the two gentlemen of Sebong and Umvete, element that this will end up as a draw. Andre Sibula also not decided, however, mentioning the fact that Orlando Pirates look the stronger side. Let's now get word from the super fans, Mama Mfefe Sondi and Omama Joy, to find out what they have to say about this fixture and their score predictions and who will score for their favorite teams.
Yeah, and it's our daily bread, now and the so for whatever day, it's cool for you, right? Poor. After the entertainment, you have to see the same way, and then I miss a running and get 3-1, we shall it be right. We want to obviously, we want to Kulumay, and Orlando Pirates is strong. Now, the man, the Babon, you know what? Orlando Pirates, we are Shahala, and we are Shahala, and we are entertaining game. So, we are Kulumay, I'm a ghost or whatever. Aba Shahala is now, we are born now, which is Bayalwa. And not begin and say, ngapha kukhefu, ngapha kuma competition yamakhefu, ngapha kukuliki yabona, and it's right, siku right track. So singahluleka kanjani uma sidlala ngamathimu yekhona labo Esperance, sidlala the way sidlala ngakhona, sihluleka nje uKaizer Chiefs, ekusheshe yaphuma ku-confederation, not even CAF. Uyabona, so kuyabona ukuthi obvious Orlando Pirates iyowina, yezihambela nje kahle nje. Local, imagine if it's all under the fund, so who doesn't be local? Like, my care one way to run, I know it's okay. I need to boys in December. It's a move. So you're chosen. Why are boys in? Meeting in a PFL. Pule Shonga Mulenga. I'm going to go to the bank.
I'm going to go to the hospital. namanje ngizomtshela ngoba uyeza like him, ngizomtshela makhohlwe, there's no ways no more baphinde bashini lethini namanje. Ama-player ethu acafukile kakhulu. They're not happy, they want their dignity back because as sena dignity manje because of bona. So there's no way sizobadla this time, izobuyela apho ijwayele uba khona. Yasizwayo betha njani Pirates? Okokuqala izawuza inalanto yokuthi mna andinakhipha because basixelela ngolo hlobo ukuthi asinakhipha thina. So bazozixelela into yokokuba bazohlala becinga into yokokuba bazawube befokase kwindaba kakhipha. The time we bona befokase kwazi thina siya-attacker, siyaphambili, asibaniki chance kuyo kuthi mabasondele eback bazemuva. Uyabona, sizoba-attacker nje and kufanele sibadle ku-first half, hayi ukuthi silinde u-second half so that bazosiplanela or thirteen. First half sizongena kubo nje. This time, i-3-1 yabo iyatshintsha, izobuyela kubo ngoku. Hayi, andifuni ukunixelela, andifuni nifuna uplana ngoku ngathi nawo sohamba nabo, andifuni ukuqalela ukuthi sizovala kanjani, but abheke iskim sethu sitshintshe mpela, abheke on Saturday ukuthi sizovala kanjani. Like ama-players mna ma singekadlali because mna i-belief yam each and every single player eKaizer Chiefs fanele ikore, but I'm telling you u-XPN uyayizwa ndi Pirates uzobabonisa. Ubhilia sibonile ukuthi ama-mistake amaninzi wenzile kumagame amaninzi esisuka kuwo, uyathembisa ukuthi asijabulise this time because benze ama-mistake ngelo park. So those three people ngiyabathemba.
Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. As I said at the beginning of the show, that sometimes it's all about partisanship. If you are an Orlando Pirates fan, you'd like your team to win the game. If you are a Chiefs fan, the same is the case for you. However, Orlando Pirates are number two in the league at the moment, only 5 points behind Bidvest Verds. So it looks or it appears to me that they would need the 3 points the most. Kaizer Chiefs are around number six, number five in the league. They probably are not going to win the league anyways. Obviously, they're not going to give the match away just because they won't win the league anyway. They still have a mathematical chance, even though it's an outside chance of even getting to number two in the Absa Premiership. Well, the Soweto Derby has been revived in the last year, where we saw Orlando Pirates dominating the Soweto Derby this season in cup competitions and both in the league. Will the same be the case this Soweto Derby? Well, only time will tell. Hopefully you will enjoy the match and it will dish out some goals. I am your host, Nkululeko Ngewu. Thank you very much for listening. Look out for the weekend special as we preview all the fixtures for the upcoming weekend.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.